And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
When 3 Days Grace broke onto the Canadian rock scene back in 1997, they were fronted by Adam Gontier, who, with hindsight, we now know that Adam is one of the best and most successful voices in rock. And in 1997, figuratively speaking, they cannonballed into the pool. You had to take notice. They made such huge waves, it was virtually impossible to not give them their due. Which is why, in 2013, when they announced that Adam had left the band, it left a lot of people wondering, what happened? We talked about that in the full conversation when Adam called up. You can find that right now at our iTunes page. Well, fast forward 6 years, and Adam is working on the second album for his new band, Saint Asonia. Mike and Saul from Stained are in the band, and so is his cousin Kale from the band Art of Dying. What kind of seemed obvious, we talked about the term supergroup and gelling seasoned players when a new project started. We talked about comics and superpowers, the shows that he was binge-watching at the time, talked about seeing the Guess Who back in the day, the bands his parents were playing on the home record player, and check this out, he shared a near-death experience story about driving as a teenager on the 401 between Kingston and Toronto. Listen to this.
I've been in a couple really close calls on the highway, especially the 401 across from like Kingston to Toronto. But
as you're touring in the wintertime, like Canadian bands do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this was just me in the car, and I hit the shoulder. I wasn't looking at the road, and I hit the shoulder, and I was a young driver, so I kind of reached the steering wheel back in and just did a full. Spins around in the middle of the highway, and for a split second saw some traffic coming at me.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC-approved repair shop. Find them online at TedcoRVSuppliesInc.com.